Bernadette Young has taught 7th grade science in South Charlotte for 11 years. First, she was at South Charlotte Middle. And for the past 5 years, she's been at J.M. Robinson Middle. Both schools have results in 90th percentiles in standardized testing.
Do I want to leave the colleagues that I've worked with for many years? Do I want to leave my strong parent base that's been supportive? Those are the kind of thoughts that I think about whenever I try to decide, you know, do I want to teach at a focus school? Today, that answer is no.
FOCUS stands for Finding Opportunities, Creating Unparalleled Success. More than a third of CMS's 167 schools are focus schools where student achievement is lagging and students need extra attention. An overwhelming number of focus school students are minorities and live in poverty. The designation means smaller class sizes and signing bonuses for teachers. Young is the kind of teacher the district wants to attract to focus schools, but they just don't seem to be interested. Late last month, the school board shot down CMS Superintendent Peter Gorman's suggestion to try to force experienced teachers into struggling schools. So CMS is now building an incentive plan thanks to a new state law that allows the district to create its own pay scale. Chief HR Officer Maurice Ambler says it will be based on pay for performance.
We know that it's very important to link that teacher abilities and skills to be able to teach to student achievement, which is what we really are all about.
But for Young,
it's not all about money. Now, is that a compliment to the package? Of course. But in addition to that, administration that's supportive, just that home and school collaboration to manage classroom behaviors and discipline, if that is an issue.
The district plans to test its pay-for-performance model at 2 pilot schools next year, but it still has the dilemma of trying to get and keep strong teachers in struggling schools. CMS is tackling this dilemma by adding 150 Teach for America candidates. Teach for America specializes in intensive teacher training for people with leadership backgrounds for high-poverty, low-performing urban schools.
So how long is the president in office for?
Four years,
right?
On a Friday afternoon, West Charlotte High teacher Lance Tackett rallies his 10th graders during a review before a civics test. Most of the 22 students respond, while a handful start to nod off. Tackett walks the room, nudging these students. The 25-year-old Tackett switched to teaching after being a state lobbyist for a higher education in California. He's a Teach for America teacher.
Something that I've done as a teacher and really tried to do is understand my students. I coach debate. I work in student government. I stay long hours. I tutor students. I talk to them about their personal lives. You know, a lot of students have my contact information. They know that if they ever needed me, that I'm here for them.
This is Tackett's second year at the Focus School. He says he fully expected to return to teaching next year, but he was tapped to be a recruiter for Teach for America.
On a daily basis, I might impact 70 students directly. But through my role in recruitment, I might be able to recruit 50 teachers who can go into classrooms across the country and who can impact hundreds of students.
Pam Grundy's son goes to Shamrock Gardens Elementary, a focus school.
I think that Teach for America teachers are wonderful people who love kids and really care about them. But they're learning on the job. And unfortunately, by the time a lot of them get experience and get real good, then they leave.
Grundy sees Teach for America as just one small piece of the solution to the lack of expert teachers at low-performing schools. Charlotte education advocate Krista Tillman says it'll take a combination of factors.
You want a teacher that's attracted to the challenge, to really making a difference in the world. And I think that you get that when you get the supportive environment. So I think the most important thing is to get the right principals in those schools, creating the right environment.
Early indicators in a survey show this is exactly what could get the district's teachers to transfer. And district officials know, without the right incentives, CMS teachers may just stay put for another school year. For WFAE News, I'm Simone Orendine.